This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. I want to tell everybody on the Bayou, sports fans, I'll be at Thibodaux Regional Health System Wellness Center tomorrow from 4 to 6. Come on by and talk to myself. Luke will be there, too, taking care of me. We'll talk sports and also countdown to the Riverbell Classic, the clash of Southland Conference teams as Nicholls State plays Southeastern Louisiana Lions, and they'll be Thursday at John L. Guidry Stadium. So come on by, say hello, hang out for a while. And that'll be tomorrow from 4 to 6 at Thibodaux Regional Health Systems Wellness Center on North Acadia Road. And Charlie, man, it's been a disappointing season for the Colonels. It was a tough start for Southeastern, but Frank Selfo got them, and man, they are rolling. And Coach Selfo will be on with me tomorrow at 5:10. Jonathan Terrell, the athletic director of Nicholls State, JT from the North Shore, he'll be on with me at 4:35, along with Greg Stock, the CEO of Thibodaux Regional Health System. But man, Southeastern got it cooking now, and Frank has got that team rolling. They're playing with a lot of confidence on offense and playing some real good defense also.
Yeah, a couple things here, Mike. Coach Selfo's got them rolling, as you mentioned. They're 5-1 in Southland Conference play. I mean, Nicholls, as you mentioned, kind of has been struggling a little bit, 2-4 in Southland play. Our old pal Jeff Plarimo is calling this game on ESPN+.
Sure,
so that's pretty fun. 35th edition of the Riverbell Classic, and you know what the series is, Mike? 17-17. So, I mean, that's just awesome, right? Like, Bobby always talks about the Saints-Falcons rivalry.
Saints-Falcons, it is exactly
it's the same scenario. It's a complete split. So, it's like the same thing, the Riverbell Classic, Nicholls and Southeastern right down the middle, 17-17. So, who's going to kind of take control? Nicholls tied it up last year by beating Southeastern 21-16. So, but at this point, I think Southeastern is the favorite in this matchup based off of how they've been playing in the last, basically, month and a half. But Nicholls and Coach Rebo, I mean, you said it when we were talking with Coach on Monday, this is their bowl game.
This is it.
This is their, you know, their final game of the season. This is their chance to end their season on a high note. They're going to get Coach Rebo and the Colonel's best shot. So it should be a real fun one.
This was years back, and man, God bless her. She's passed away, Carly McCord. We were on the sidelines together. Carly was doing Southland Conference. She was the sideline reporter. It was in the 30s. It was cold that night, and Carly was frozen, but more her feet were frozen more than anything. I had two pairs of socks on. So she was like, Mike, you got two pairs of socks? I said, yeah. So I took my shoes off. I gave her a pair of socks. Well, Carly couldn't give it back to me now, but I'm still waiting for him, so to speak. She was so cold on that sidelines. Nicholls had a huge win that night, and Coach Selfo had told me, Mike, come see me after the game. So after the blowout, and, you know, Nicholls wins the Southland Conference title and everything, he just looked at me, Charlie, and gave me a salute, and he walked off the field. He understood that was a big win for Coach Rebo. And I took a picture. Carly's in the middle of it. They actually did a painting of it. It's at the in the Colonel room, and she's in it. And, man, she was so thrilled because she thought I was lying to her when I told her. No, they took my picture. Uh-huh. They asked if they could use it. I said, yeah. And they painted a mural of it.
Nice.
And so, man, she was thrilled to death with that. And we miss her each and every day. And her mom, Karen, has wrote a book about Carly. It'll be coming out in December. And as soon as it's out, we'll have Karen on with us to talk about Carly and her love of sports. And she's one of the sweetest gals in the world, a close friend of mine. And I do miss her each and every day. She made me laugh. She cussed at me a lot, but she made me laugh each and every day.